Richard III.
Richard woos Anne. Teach not thy lips such scorn, for they were made for kissing, lady, not for such contempt. If thy revengeful heart cannot forgive, lo, here I lend thee this sharp-pointed sword, which, if thou please to hide in this true breast, and let the soul forth that adoreth thee, I lay it naked to the deadly stroke, and humble beg the death upon my knee. Nay, do not pause, for I did kill King Henry, but 'twas thy beauty that provoked me. Nay, now, dispatch! 'Twas I that stabbed young Edward, but 'twas thy heavenly face that set me on. Take up the sword again, or take up me.
Arise, dissembler, though I wish thy death. I will not be thy executioner.
Then bid me kill myself, and I will do it.
I have already.
That was in thy rage. Speak it again, and even with the word, this hand, which for thy love did kill thy love, shall for thy love kill a far truer love. To both their deaths shalt thou be accessory.
I would I knew thy heart.
'Tis figured in my tongue.
I fear me both are false.
Then never was man true.
Well, well, put up your sword.
Say then, my peace is made.
That shalt thou know hereafter.
But shall I live in hope?
All men, I hope, live so.
Vouchsafe to wear this ring.
To take is not to give.
Look how my ring encompasseth thy finger. Even so thy breast encloseth my poor heart. Wear both of them, for both of them are thine. Was ever woman in this humour wooed? Was ever woman in this humour won? I'll have her, but I will not keep her long. What? I that killed her husband and his father, to take her in her heart's extremest hate, with curses in her mouth, tears in her eyes, the bleeding witness of her hatred by, having God, her conscience, and these bars against me, and I, no friends to back my suit at all, but the plain devil and dissembling looks, and yet to win her, all the world to nothing. Upon my life, she finds, although I cannot myself to be a marvellous proper man. I'll be at charges for a looking-glass, and entertain a score or two of tailors to study fashions to adorn my body. Since I am crept in favour with myself, I will maintain it with some little cost. But first, I'll turn yon fellow in his grave, and then return lamenting to my love. Shine out, fair sun, till I have bought a glass that I may see my shadow as I pass.